My name's Caroline. I am a small group leader for sophomore girls. That's right, Shiloh. Okay, so my story starts out very similar to a lot of y'all's in the room. I grew up in a family that went to church every Sunday. I became a Christian at a very young age because that was what I was surrounded with and that was what I was supposed to do. I lived in a nice neighborhood, lived in a nice house, went to a good school, and I had two younger siblings to hang out with. We looked like we had everything together, but behind closed doors, we definitely did not. My family's big secret was that my dad consistently struggled with a serious drug addiction. He would get sober, and then he would relapse again. At the time, I didn't exactly know what was going on, but I knew something was wrong because my dad worked all the time, he was never home, and he would leave for several months to go to rehab. When I was 8 years old, something terrible happened. My dad died from a drug overdose. As you can imagine, his sudden death was a traumatic event that brought a lot of dysfunction into my life, into the life of my family. After my dad passed away, we started going to Watermark. My mom was a faithful churchgoer, and she always made sure that we went to church every Sunday and were surrounded by Christian people. Even though we were going to church, we were not living a daily life of worship, and the dysfunction in my house continued to grow and worsen throughout my teenage years. My dad's death left a huge hole in our family. My mom eventually got remarried, but that relationship ended in divorce because he consistently stole and lied to her. My brother developed anxiety and anger problems, and I lived much of my life in fear of him. Conflicts within our family would escalate, and then they would get better, and then escalate again. My life as a teenager was a consistent stream of chaos, and I developed sinful patterns of control, pride, and perfectionism as I tried to cope with all the instability and hurt. While all this was going on, I started to get more and more involved in Watermark, and I surrounded myself with Christian people. The people the Lord put in my life during this time helped me move into who I am now and taught me how to live a life of worship devoted to Christ. David Peniel's wife, Allie, was my small group leader in high school and in junior high. She and David knew about some of the stuff I was going through with my family, and they were always there for me. Along with Allie, people like Melissa Miller and other small group leaders, they helped me see my sinful patterns. They taught me about love and forgiveness of Jesus. They showed me how to have fun. They encouraged me to read my Bible and challenged me to worship God every day by pursuing and loving other people well. God also gave me three great Christian friends through my small group. I spent more time with these three people than I did anyone else during that time. When our faith was tested, which it was, the four of us supported each other and encouraged each other towards Christ no matter what. God used the love of his people to help me trust in him. As I grew in my love for God, I began to seek his wisdom and guidance through his word, the Bible. There are two passages of scripture that guided me to worship him throughout this time. The first is 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. It says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." This passage taught me that no matter what the circumstance was or what was happening around me, I could rejoice and be grateful for what God provided and give thanks regardless of the situation, is if it's painful or happy. The second verse that helped me was Mark 6:31, which says, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." It is really easy for me to get caught up in chaos and drama. This verse reminded me to dive into God's word and let him teach me. Through time spent alone with God reading his word, I gained peace and understanding, which helped me navigate through my high school years. My early years are rough, and my story could have easily been filled with sadness and destruction. But I praise God that he graciously put people in my life who have faithfully pursued me with his love. Even though I'm older, I'm still a part of Watermark Student Ministries. I get to worship God today through my role as a small group leader for an awesome group of sophomore girls. The task of leading them week after week continues to shape me and grow me into the woman the Lord wants me to be. I just got lost. Oh, yes. One of my co-leaders, Lindsay Gray, is one of the four girls from my original small group, as I mentioned earlier. Lindsay and I have known each other for 15 years. She is constantly helping me in my relationship with Christ. Many of your small group leaders are also some of my best friends. My walk with Christ would not be what it is today without this ministry and the people in this room. God has constantly shown me grace, mercy, and love through these people. Looking back, it is very clear to me that even through the hardships in my life, God's hand was through it all. Like my life in high school, maybe your life is harder than other people know. But I believe God has a plan for you to live a life full of worship dedicated to Him. If you've ever found yourself struggling, here's my advice for you tonight. Let your small group leader into your life and let your small group into your life. Let them know what's going on. Those people will be key to pointing you towards the Bible and towards Christ. Do not lose sight of what your leaders are doing, how they are pursuing you, loving you, admonishing you, and encouraging you towards a life of worship. Try to see the story that God is writing in your life. No matter what you're going through, I believe God's love is here for you, and He can do something great if you will notice what He's doing, trust Him, and seek to worship Him every day. Thanks, y'all.